Hi, Mr. Smallwood. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
What an honor it is to be speaking to you this afternoon. Thank you for your time.
Oh, no problem. The pleasure's mine.
I just want to welcome you to grownfolksmusic.com for all the grown-ups who will be listening out there. If they enjoy the psalmists and worship leaders that we have today, that is because in part of your standard of excellence that you have established. So we're really excited to be talking
Well,
to you today.
thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I read that your prayer was to make songs that last. Not only
Yeah.
have your songs been enduring, but they've been endearing. And so this upcoming episode of BET Sunday Best will be
Right.
featuring the contestants singing your songs and honoring you in that
Yay.
way. How does it feel?
I'm very excited about it. I'm excited and I'm certainly humbled and definitely honored. It's a blessing. And as you said, my prayer was always to write songs that last, as long as there's a world here that, it'll last. And so when I see things like this, like what's happening on Sunday Best or on BET on Sunday, it sort of makes me know that God is heard my prayer. So I'm definitely grateful.
You're no stranger to having your songs sung or covered. There have been a few artists that have who have covered your songs, most notably I love the Lord, but
Right.
with Miss Whitney Houston. Can you talk about, just take us back a little bit of when you were approached and found out that she wanted to sing your song and include it in the soundtrack for The Preacher's Wife?
Well, the ironic thing is that I wrote that song when I was in grad school. So that was about 1974 or 75. So that song has been around a long time. My group of the Smallwood singers had recorded. There were other gospel artists who recorded it as well. I didn't know at the time. I found out later that Whitney grew up hearing the song, and she used to sing it at a church and other churches around the New Jersey area. And so yeah, someone called me and said, she really loved the song. She wanted to do it for the preacher's wife, and would I be opposed to it? I was like, opposed? You can see it as much as you want to, and so that's how it was. She had the this is before digital and streaming and stuff like that. So they would send me cassettes in the mail as to how it was going and if I had any criticism, whatever. But she and my good friend Mervyn Warren, who's original member of Take Six, just did an amazing job with it. I'm very, very pleased and very honored.
Total Praise is another one of your most popular songs, and it's also the title of your autobiography.
I really wanted to write my story. One of the things that I noticed early on was that sometimes I would see articles about me, and they would have wrong dates and things of that nature. So I said, I want to write something that tells when it happened, how it happened, where it happened, that kind of thing. And I also, a lot of times people look at you and they think, they see your success and they think that you've had it easy and that it hasn't been a struggle. And of course, my life has been a struggle on many levels. One of the struggles has been mental health because I have battled with anxiety and depression since a child. And that's something that the African American community doesn't talk about. The African American church doesn't talk about it. And certainly the African American male does not talk about it. It's such a taboo and such a stigma. So I wanted to talk about that and my struggle with my battle with it, and there is help and that kind of thing. So I really wanted the book to be an encouragement to let people know that, you know, you can get through whatever life puts in your way.
You mentioned earlier in the conversation the Smallwood Singers and your being in college. I can't let you go without talking about being mentored by the late, great Donny Hathaway. Is that true?
Right. You know, when I look back, you know, God has put so many amazing people in my pathway. My eighth grade teacher was Roberta Flack. And then once I got to Howard, Donnie was one of the first persons I met my freshman year. And, you know, I would go into practice room, he was playing, he would show me chords and show me things that he was writing and things of that nature. And right shortly after that, he left to become Dean Donny Hathaway. But that time I had this, it was certainly something I really cherish because I learned so much from him and was so inspired by him.
Excellent. Mr. Smallwood, thank you so much for your time today and taking time out for us. Please come back and talk to us again.
Thank you. My pleasure, Kimberly.
Thank you. Please take care. All right. Bye-bye.
You too.